bourbon, and beyond. A celebration of the spirit and soul of Kentucky. September 23rd and 24th in Louisville. The world's top bourbons, paired with celebrity chefs, Louisville's top restaurants, and iconic musicians. Featuring the voice behind Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. Just like the wine we know. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eddie Vedder. The Steve Miller Band. Also featuring Joe Bonamassa, Band of Horses, Gary Clark Jr., Amos Lee, Buddy Guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Paul Rogers. Celebrity chef appearances from Tom Colicchio. Over 20 of Louisville's top restaurants, curated by Chef Edward Lee. For the full list of artists, chefs, food, bourbons, and tickets, head to bourbonandbeyond.com. For our love of bourbon, for our love of Kentucky, Bourbon and Beyond. Get your tickets on sale now.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we are continuing our coverage of the 2017 Pilgrimage Music Festival, and we're talking to Fred Parent. Fred Parent is he's a brand ambassador, and he works very, very closely in the gin and liquor industry. Fred, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing really great, Walter. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. It's such an honor to have you on today's show. I'm super excited to talk a little bit about what you do. And I know that you were recently at the 2017 Pilgrimage Music Festival, and that was a huge day for you. Tell me a little bit about what it was like for you being at the festival this year.
Sure. It was actually my first year at the festival, and I know Hendrix has been involved, I think, at least last year's festival. This year we were able to bring some really amazing elements with us. We were actually able to bring our three-story, extremely unusual three-story cocktail bar that's titled the world's most utterly inefficient cocktail bar. So it was a really, really cool way to kind of introduce everyone in like the Nashville, the Franklin area to Hendrix Gin, but also kind of to really enjoy the festival ourselves. It was a great view of a couple of the stages.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that you have like a huge background in just the entertainment industry as well as particularly food and beverage. You've been a director in New York City for quite some time now, and you know your roots are from all over. I think you got your start you've kind of burgeoned things in Harlem. Tell me a little bit about what got you into this industry.
Sure. I guess it really started, I started working events. I grew up in North Carolina. I went to Wake Forest. And while I was in college, I started working for the city of Winston-Salem doing events. So that's kind of how I got my start in events and like event management or like throwing music festival or music shows with beer and wine mostly. I moved to New York for a teaching job that was great, but I ended up getting back into hospitality and opening a couple of really great bars in Chelsea and the Upper East Side, and really got kind of deep into craft cocktails and mixology and a lot of kind of the deeper parts of that industry, which kind of led me into the job I have now, which is brand ambassador work, which now is really as like the mixologist, brand expert on Hendrix. I travel all over the country doing education, hosting events, but also doing really awesome large-scale events. Things like Pilgrimage. We were also at Music City Food and Wine the weekend before. So it really kind of runs the gamut. So I feel like also I have a background in music and music production as well. So this has been a really cool way for me to kind of tie a lot of my interests together.
Absolutely. How did you first become involved with Hendrix? Because I know that you, you know, your path has been, you know, all over. How did you get involved with Hendrix, and how did you know that it was a fit for what you do and the skill set that you bring to the table?
Well, essentially, I was living in Harlem. I lived in Harlem for most of the time that I lived in New York, 5 or 6 years I was there. And I'd always lived there and spent a lot of time in the bars, you know, but I had mostly worked downtown, Brooklyn, Upper East Side. And a couple years into my stint there, Harlem really started developing some amazing cocktail bars, and the scene was really kind of picking up in the facet that was happening downtown. So I started working uptown and actually started a company called Mixed Meat with a dear friend of mine, Travis, who's a bartender that I'd worked with for many years. And we started doing pop-up events and craft cocktail catering and private mixology classes. So I think that got the attention of Hendrix, who was looking to do some things in Upper Manhattan and really wanted to get someone local who had a beat on the scene. So it was really kind of a kismet, great timing situation. I always joke with people, I didn't know this was a job till it was my job kind of thing. And I was able to get this really great opportunity, and I kind of took it and ran with it. Started at the local level in Harlem as the associate ambassador and looking after just a small, you know, smaller region of one city, to now I cover about 25 cities. So it's pretty awesome to take it from the micro level to the macro level. But something I'm doing personally right now is kind of really returning to the things that work, which is spending time with people, talking to people, listening to them, kind of seeing what they're interested in, and steering the conversation about gin, cocktails, music, to what people really are interested in, and kind of opening myself up as someone they can talk to about drinks and culture. And, you know, it really kind of makes it a lot more fulfilling for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that Hendrix is a unique brand. Tell us a little bit about what makes Hendrix such a special and unique style of gin.
And yeah, kind of to piggyback on the last question as well, kind of why I was a good fit and what makes Hendrix unique is, you know, we've always stated about Hendrix is it's a most unusual gin. And really that stems,
gotcha.
But essentially I was just really going into like how Hendrix is made is extremely unusual. And also I think they've always taken great pride in the ambassadors, especially being unique, unusual people with their own interests that bring their own style and flavor to Hendrix. And I think that's why our ambassador team is so unique, but also we share this one connection of unusualness and, liking, you know, to go the route of curiosity. So I think that has a lot to do with, how Hendrix is made, with Leslie Gracie, our master distiller, who's one of the most unique, pleasant people I've ever met in my life. The care that she puts into making Hendrix, we all kind of carry that with us. And that unusualness was a good fit for me. And I think that's also what makes Hendrix unique as a liquid, physically, but also as a brand team and a team of people that are out in the world educating people on gin, the entire category, not just on our gin, but also, you know, we have a very great passion for cocktails and fine gin.
Absolutely. Tell me about price points. Is Hendrix, what is the approximate retail price of Hendrix?
To give you full disclosure, I actually work on the brand marketing side of it, so I don't often deal in the exact bottle prices, so I'm always very hesitant to talk about that price because I do travel across multiple markets. I know we're talking about the Tennessee market here. It's in the premium category, so that's usually where it's going to be found on the shelving or the pricing space. But I think even as far as premium goes, it's a lot of bang for your buck. And usually you can get a couple of different sizes of Hendrix, which give you a couple of different options. I believe that it comes in 750, 1 liter, and 1.75 liters in Tennessee, but I'm not exactly positive. But yeah, the price point is usually very, very good for the quality of the gin.
Very nice, very nice. And I know that you travel throughout the southern half of the U.S. As a brand ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
What events or festivals can we expect to see Hendrix Gin at next?
Sure. Next, we're going to be at Austin City Limits in Austin, Texas. I know that's coming up this weekend. We're also, I'm personally going to be, one of my dear colleagues is covering Austin now, but I'm going to be in Annapolis, Maryland, doing the Annapolis Boat Show this coming weekend. We're also doing, I think it's called Taste of DC. But I'm also planning, hopefully, to do at least one more event in the Nashville area before the end of the year. It is right now very top secret. But I'm hoping to do another really, really fun event where we'll definitely be on to invite some people out for some cocktails and some music. That's what it's looking like. But yeah.
I love it.
I think those are the big ones we have coming up in October.
I love it. And where can our listening audience find out more about Hendrix Gin and kind of keep abreast of the new things unfolding?
Sure. I'd say best is at HendrixGin.com. Has a wealth of information that's often updated. Also, at Hendrix Gin on Twitter, Instagram, and Hendrix Gin on Facebook, we often update a lot of our information. Or following the brand ambassadors, if somebody wants to follow me, I'm at Freddie Hendrix. on Instagram. It's probably the best place to reach me. That's at @FREDDIE, Hendrix like the gin.
I love it.
But often a lot of us will update our schedules when we're in town as well.
I love it. I love it. Fred, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Awesome. Yeah, thanks a lot, Walter. I look forward to seeing you again next time I'm in town.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye. All right. Have a good one.
You as well.
Bye. Awesome.